నారాయణాయ విద్మహే వాసుదేవాయ ధీమహి తన్నో విష్ణు ప్రచోదయాత్. యత్ర యోగేశ్వరః కృష్ణో యత్ర పార్థో ధనుర్ధరః తత్ర శ్రీర్విజయో భూతిర్ ధ్రువా నీతిర్మతిర్మమ సర్వధర్మాన్ పరిత్యజ్య మామేకం శరణం వ్రజ. అహం త్వా సర్వపాపేభ్యో మోక్షయిష్యామి మా శుచః. నమోస్తు అనంతాయ సహస్రమూర్తయే సహస్రపాదాక్షి శిరోరుబాహవే సహస్రనామ్నే పురుషాయ శాశ్వతే సహస్రకోటియుగధారిణే నమః. Hearty fraternal greetings and good wishes to all the brothers and sisters who relate to this program. We are relating to the topic Mitra Aditya. Mitra and Varuna are the content and container principles of the creation. Mitra Aditya rules over the region which we see in the zodiac as Gemini. It is a state where one becomes two. It is the state in creation where the one energy which is called Brahman, which is unspeakable, tends to be a male-female god. Briefly, it was spoken in the previous class. So Gemini holds the key to the cosmic person who is male-female. When we say male-female, it is immutable and mutable energy. One energy becoming mutable and immutable and in equal proportions. That's where we have the concept of Ardhanari taking place. The absolute energy which is called Brahman, in its descent, has many stations which we covered when we spoke of the cosmogenesis with the Bhagavata Purana as a basis, which you are all aware actually. Repetitions are not possible since we have to proceed with the topic. The fact remains that it is the Brahman, the supreme energy, which is unspeakable, incomprehensible, and is a state of pure existence where no other is, in its descent becomes male female through a process. In that process you have emergence of time, emergence of will, emergence of root matter, and their interaction resulting in Mahat, and that Mahat giving birth into a threefold Mahat and 24 principles. Altogether they form 27 principles. This we taught many times in the Indian group life. Then it tends to be a cosmic egg. The cosmic has its own duration to unfold into a cosmic man. This whole story can be related to formation of the fetus and then the formation of man within the womb of the mother. In that manner it happens with 14 to 15 cosmic principles. This cosmic man is seen as male-female. And it becomes male-female, then we are into Gemini. In Aries, the Aditya is Dhata, who sets the process, and there is an order in which creation happens. And then there is a descent which we speak in Aryama, with Aryama Aditya. You kindly connect to all the Adityas and whatever little is said to be. And with your own intuition and with the background of the information which has been given over so many years, you should be able to find the clues very easily. The teaching has a continuity in it, and when we do not continuously follow it, we would get into many doubts. But now we are in a state where you will have to clear your doubts before you come to Gemini, where you have male-female principle. This male-female principle is, one part is immutable, another part is mutable. It is this mutability part which is we call the nature or the mother. She is referred to as golden color, while the immutable is said to be the silver color. It's a combination of silver and gold as Adonai or Ardhanarishvara or male female, and though they are complementary to each other, they are also seemingly opposite to each other. That's where in Gemini we have the opposites whose complementaries we have to find with our own intuition. Duality sets in, and the nature, with the support of the male principle, views the whole creation. That's how you get into Cancer, where the activity tends to be more, while in Gemini it is all in air. It's a state where you are with the ethereal side of your own being and ethereal side of the creation. Gemini presides over ethers, and those ethers have to be, are the source for the subsequent manifestations. If you take to the reverse order, when you reach these ethers, you reach liberation from the body, liberation from mind, liberation from everything. All that we speak of Gemini is actually speaking about the throat center and its initiation. And the throat center initiation is the initiation of humanity as such. Individually, everyone can release ourselves by appropriately unfolding the throat center. About the throat center, much is said in the book. Serpent power given by Arthur Avalon, you may kindly get in touch with it, where you have description about the male dimension, the female dimension, the ethereal dimension, which is beyond the four elements, that is matter, water, fire and air. Beyond that, there is the ethereal dimension. In those ethereal planes only, you will be able to find many of the ashrams that are around the earth. And unless one is initiated into the throat center, he cannot really see much in relation to the supermundane. All that we call supermundane is a reality to those who have accomplished their throat center, which is but a dimension of Gemini. Here the male-female god, they play a role, and then the vital body in us, mostly relates to Gemini, where you have inhalation and exhalation. In the physical body, it's about the vocal cords and using the sound. There is a lot of discipline that is needed to work with the speech and with the sound, and man should learn to liberate himself through right speech, overcoming all the limitations we have in our speech. It demands truth, it demands pleasant speaking, it demands absence of critical speeches, it demands absence of judgmental speeches, it demands absence of harsh speeches, it demands an art of speaking. Many don't have the art of speaking. No doubt we have the faculty to speak, but then through speech you should be able to elevate people and even alleviate the sufferings of the people. Through speech we can magnetize the surroundings. Through speech we can radiate the surroundings. This is one dimension. Then Mitra Aditya has another dimension, where along with Varuna he conducts another function which is called inhalation and exhalation. This relates to pranayama. The pranayama, when you carry out and when your samana prana reaches up to the throat center at will, and we can experience the resonance of pulsation at the throat center, then you have the light of ethers experienced in you, which are pure white, blemishless white, and where you see a moon which is blemishless. The full moon that we see has certain marks in it, certain blemishes in it. But here you find the moon blemishless, completely clean, completely pure. The entire region, as you see in the pictures of Nicola Roerich, the sky completely clean, but completely white in nature. The ethers are very brilliant and they are white in nature. In that white nature and in the sky with a blemishless moon, you would experience the beauty of the pulsation happening in the larynx, that is the small tongue that you have hanging over at the throat. There you will feel the resonance of pulsation. When this has become possible, you have the possibility to experience the what I have mentioned today to all our group members, the festival of Saint Mark. The festival of Saint Mark, when I have mentioned in the morning, there is great excitement in the East and in the West. But this is possible only to those who have regulated their speeches and who do not bind themselves with their speeches and who have worked with pranayama, where they can at will experience the resonance of pulsation at the larynx center. There the ritual is conducted where there is the light of the ethereal center, which is pure white. It is so pure as the milky ocean in its resplendent color, and a full moon, which is also blemishless, where you find the male-female principles intending to benefit us. Intending to benefit us. I give the detailed ritual about St. Mark festival by way of a separate booklet, but kindly refer to Serpent Power with respect to Visuddhi Center, and also try to get back to the discipline relating to pranayama, where you can experience resonance at the throat center, and make sure that you take a pledge that you shall not abuse your speech, which any abuse of speech will not let you into the St. Mark festival. St. Mark symbolically stands for the boundary between the mundane and super mundane world. If you see the occult meditation today, I am very sure most of you regularly see the occult meditations. The occult meditations are also conceived by Master C.V.V. here and there hinting at the related festivals, related time aspects, and there is greater dimensions of these occult meditations. So regularly following these meditations is also important, because you need to connect simultaneously with so many dimensions of wisdom to synthesize them into one, and then find the clue to practices. It cannot be any more spoon feeding. Practice has to be through intuitional working. So working with Visuddhi Chakra or the throat center relates to the festival of St. Mark, where you are released from your four elements and you are into the fifth element, Akasha, where you are raising into the second ether of the fifth ether. The first ether is Akasha, and in the second ether you have many things which lead you in the reverse order towards what all I have said in Taurus when I spoke to you about Aryama Aditya, in the reverse order. In this order, from Aryama we come to Mitra, and from Mitra when we go to Cancer, we are already in Cancer, we get to Varuna Aditya. So what I wish to inform you is, when I spoke to some members today, they expressed great enthusiasm to get the ritual of St. Mark, festival of St. Mark. Since I have mentioned it in the morning to all the groups, I am committed to give you that ritual, but it has a great responsibility. You can't be in the old ways in your speeches, and you can't be negligent about your practice of pranayama, which leads you to pratyahara. In the pratyahara, the first experience that you have is experiencing the resonance at the throat center, where it gets into larynx and goes even further. The whole process is up to ajna, which would lead you to all experiences relating to the super mundane, of which we hear in the books that are given by the masters of wisdom, and that are also given by the scriptures of the world. So that's where the St. Mark ritual is. Everything is liberated. It's a ritual for liberation. Liberation from one's own bondage. Where is the bondage? Bondage also happens in Gemini. I explained to you in the last class, Mitra means bonding. Mitra means friendliness. Bonding is different from bondage. This you should know. You can bond with everything around, but you don't need to get bound by it. To stay in bond is one thing. To get bound by is another thing. Friendliness is a state where we bond with others with the help of the heart quality, and we remain free. That's where free end is friend. That is what Master C.V.V. has given a simple decision. We all relate to each other, but we do not bind each other. That's a beautiful state. The whole creation is planned in that manner, with Mitra bonding to the female dimension. The female dimension is Varuna. The male dimension is Mitra. Mitra remains immutable, but in bond with the female dimension. The female dimension keeps on developing various states of matter, and then the beings can get into it and experience the whole creation of the five elements without being bound in any of the five elements. That's the beauty of the work of Mitra and Varuna. So Varuna, the female principle, is like the kinetic energy that keeps building with the support of Mitra. That is what we say in our scriptures, that Shiva stands stable and then Shakti weaves everything around him. This weaving continues to happen from Gemini last degrees via Cancer, and then Leo, Virgo, Libra, and then it gets into darker regions of Scorpio until we get into once again Capricorn. This story continues. It's a and the every month has its 16 moon phases. The 16 moon phases from new moon to full moon, they get repeated through every month. And every month, moon brings in more and more manifestations and creates a reflected world. So the whole world is a reflected world from Gemini onwards. That's where we have a world which is a reflected one, which is based upon the this is a phenomenal world which is based upon the noumenal world. There is an immutable dimension, there is a mutable dimension. The immutable dimension seem to be working contrary to immutable dimension, but they are complementary. Even the inhalation and exhalation we speak of, they are seeming opposites, because through inhalation you invoke the cosmic man into you. Through the exhalation, you join the cosmic man. That's how it has to be worked in Gemini. With every inhalation, you bring in the cosmic man into you. With every exhalation, you move and join the cosmic man. It's a practice by itself. So moving in to the cosmic man through exhalation, and cosmic man moving into us through inhalation, it is a continuous process where you have the junction point at the throat center, which has to be experienced, where the equilibrium of inhalation and exhalation is gained, and there will be an inflow and outflow between the heavenly man and the mundane man. There is the mundane man that we are. Through exhalation we meet the heavenly man, and when we inhale, the heavenly man gets into the mundane man. So this inflow and outflow has to be practiced with the understanding of Mitra and Varuna. So Mitra and Varuna play, and these Mitra and Varuna are also, they build from center to circumference. Okay, each time Varuna takes to different dimensions. It is from Mitra, and from center to circumference he keeps on moving and keeps on creating. This is where there can be a monthly experiencing of the whole thing with the 16 moon phases, while there can be an annual experiencing with its cyclical movement from Gemini up to Pisces. That's how we need to relate to them. There is the nature building things up to a point and causing the recession of the whole thing through waxing and waning. The story of moon waxing and waning is a presentation of the formula of the creation growing and receding. Reach in four steps, it gets into eighth phase of moon, where then in eight steps, in eight moon phases, again he reaches full moon. Then again he recedes. These are all seen as the 16 phases of moon. In the occult meditation given by Master C.V.V., he speaks of 16 moon phases bringing in the message. And moon brings message every month. So it enables you to experience all the phases of manifestation and then their demanifestation through the full moon, through a lunar cycle. So it's related to lunar mark. St. Mark festival is related to the movement of moon, and even through the following the path of moon, monthly you have an opportunity to liberate. Do not get discouraged of what I say. Eventually I will come up with a book, because some members have asked me to give the details in the class. In the class it's not possible, but I'll prepare a book and give you all, which you can take it as information only until you reach that point where you can experience resonance of pulsation in the throat center, and you have attained the state of keeping your throat center extremely pure through your speeches. So that's one dimension. And the center to circumference builds what we call the two legs of the heavenly man. One leg is stable, another leg keeps on moving. It goes farther, it comes back, it goes farther, farther and comes back. As we see in masonry, in masonry the compass is given as a symbol, and he is seen, the Lord is seen as a grand geometrician. And Mitra also, as I told you in the last class, means the measure. Everything is measured and created, and these measures are represented by the two legs of the great Pymanders. In Greek theology they call him Pymanders, and in Vedic literature he is called Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma, the Lord Pymanders. The movement of this, the female dimension, brings beings from stable state to mutable state. In these mutable states, in different states of nature, when beings relate, and when they do not know how to relate to different states of nature, they can make mistakes. Therefore, they will create their own individual karma. That apart, there is a universal karma, which is called divine karma. This divine karma, which is universal, is called Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma, he creates a situation where beings can get into different planes of awareness, relate to different states of nature, experience different things, following the law. When they follow the law, the experience is very great, because you have so many dimensions of nature which can be experienced. These dimensions of nature are essentially 8 in nature, but they can be seen as 16 also. In the throat center, you have 16 petals. It's a greater detail. The 16 petals have the 16 dimensions of moon, giving 16 different experiences, and you gain different the beauty of the creation. That's where the 16 dimensions get in, and they also relate to the throat center. So when you are working with this, what happens is you understand the nature of the nature in its manifestation, and how you relate to it according to a changed state. In a changed state, you have to adopt it. A part of you is immutable, and a part is mutable. The mutable part relates to the world, which is made of so many dimensions. These dimensions, when you fully experience, you have the joy of being in creation, and you would even experience the bliss of existence. That's where you also experience drops of nectar getting into you from that larynx point in you. There is a periodical drop of nectar happening which we call amrita, that nourishes. For a yogi, they do not depend so much upon the worldly food. They depend upon these drops of amrita, which keeps secreting from higher center via larynx into your system. That happens in Visuddha. That's why it is called the center where you gain immortality. So throat center, when we speak of initiation, throat center for humanity, what is intended is that man knows that he gradually, when the throat center is unfolded, that he is immortal. The key to immortality begins in heart center, but then it concludes in the throat center. It's only in the throat center we experience the immortal state, where you enter into the higher planes of existence, which are immortal and divine. So for that, we also have to make note the center circumference movements. So every morning as we wake up as pure consciousness, then we step into the three qualities. Via poise, you get into dynamism, and then inertia. With this fundamental triplicity, you enter into fivefold nature in you. That's how we say the nature is eightfold. Three qualities and five elements. Three qualities and five elements, day and night, make it into 16. So these 16 dimensions are brought about by the mother nature, that is the female dimension of it, the cosmic man. So when the cosmic male principle being stable, cosmic female principle keeps on expanding and giving contraction on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, on an annual basis. So the expansions and contractions can be experienced with the help of inhalations and exhalations. We need to work out the related dimensions in us. That's where every time when moon makes an angle with sun, you have a different dimension. In a month, from new moon to full moon, in 16 tidhis we call, moon makes 16 different angles, and each time it gives a different light. Different light from new moon to full moon. Then in the same order it recedes. These lights and their dimensions, its the moon's growth, its waxing and waning, shall have to be observed, and we have to make an imagination of it, making a picture of it. The 16 dimensions of moon. It's as waxing dimension and then its waning dimension. Then you have a field of 16 moons around you. 16 moons around you. With 16 moons around you, with a blemishless full moon giving brilliant white light, you are sitting in a circular platform where the ground is also full of white light. Full of light, white light. And then this being a month of Gemini leading to Cancer, this at the end of Gemini, leading to Cancer, there would be in the horizons white clouds keep happening. These white clouds are always said to be in Veda as the white elephants. The white clouds in the firmament are seen as white, as Airavata, or the the white elephants. They add beauty to the whole scenario. So you sit around 16 lights in you, relating to the full moon, where the sky is much more brighter than before, because it is the second ether. First ether is Akasha, second ether is a state where you have those ashrams which we speak of as Shambhala, Arshavasthi and such other things. Not are all on the ground, they are on above the ground. We are given the concepts, but we have to ascend to experience them. And moon enables this to happen. And we also have to work with our ascendant making angles with the moon. Our sun making angles with the moon. Personal sun, personal ascendant, also makes angles when you regularly follow the chart. Those details we have given when we give a small booklet on 8 phases of working with the moon meditations. And when that happens, then you have this stable dimension of Mitra. The stable dimension of Mitra are the male dimension of the Lord, while you are always with the female dimension of the Lord. See, female dimension of the Lord is full of activity. The male dimension of the Lord is of complete stability. Experiencing this kind of stable, brilliant, white, soothing, moon-like light, not sunlight. Because sunlight is a bit piercing. Moonlight does not. Is the beauty that has St. Mark's views us. That's why we say St. Mark and then there is the flying of the birds, earth marrying heaven. All these, some of them are given in the solstice meditation that I have given just 3 days ago, which we all have done. We do things, but we also have to dwell into it. We need to ponder upon them and see how these are all interconnected. Unless we raise to the throat center, we cannot ever say that we are into the actual dimension of our being. That's where Gemini plays a great role, and Mitra is the one who presides over it. The game of creation commences in Gemini, and it continues. That's why from Gemini it's about 10 sun signs to its conclusion, excluding Aries and Taurus, where the descent happens. And in Gemini, Mitra and Varuna, they start playing. The later part of Gemini, is what we have Varuna taking active part. The earlier part of Gemini is covered by Mitra. If you all remember, I spoke to you about Ardra constellation. Ardra constellation is the central constellation relating to Gemini, where the male female are bonded. They're bonded, but they are free. We also have to get that kind of a state that we are with the nature, we are not bound by nature. See, be with nature and stay unbound and be friendly with it. That's the ultimate and optimum experience that we can gain by relating to the nature in you. And thereafter, it is when you get into Cancer, the story gets into descent of the souls into the fivefold matter. So fivefold, the five elements is one dimension, the three qualities are another dimension. When it comes to Gemini, we are Mitra, or the one energy becoming two, becomes Mitra Varuna. The Varuna part is in the last 4 degrees of Gemini. In many times when I spoke to you on Cancer full moon, I mentioned to you the last 4 degrees of Cancer. They are pervaded by another constellation which we call Punarvasu. Punarvasu means you have come back to live again in the world. Vasu means to dwell. Punar means again. So you again get into the world to relate to the fivefold nature of the creation, experience the whole thing and get back. It's a constant happening on a month, in a monthly cycle. It also happens in a annual cycle. It happens to us in our own cycle as we have descended via Cancer into the fivefold nature. And we once again gain immortality by overcoming the five elements in us and aligning with the three qualities, which we transform them into will, knowledge and activity, and continue to remain in eternal existence. This is where the whole work in Gemini is seen to be opening the lodges, conducting the work in harmony and concluding it in peace. That's why most of the lodges are secret lodges, secret temples. Their work commences in Gemini. When humanity is initiated in Gemini, they function as temples. Each one of us are the images of God in our own being, and we build our own temple. So temple building activity, each man tending to be a temple, a mobile temple, and working with it, is a great activity which commences in Gemini. And from Gemini to Sagittarius, the whole work is laid, where you tend the work to manifest in different planes and also manifest it in the outer world, which is called the white magic. So these are some of the dimensions of Gemini, which I thought I should place before you. And in this context, when we speak of Saint Mark, Saint Mark is the one who marks the boundary between the mortal world and immortal world. That is what the symbolic meaning of Saint Mark. In a Vedic concept, he is called Markandeya. Markandeya tends to be beyond the boundary of mundane world. That's why even when there are dissolutions, he survives and continues to exist and bring the knowledge of the previous cycles of creation. Markandeya is a sage who has overcome the boundaries of mortality. He remains in the immortal religions. That means in Gemini, in our throat center, there is a place where you can reach by which you tend to be immortal. The masters of wisdom would like that we all tend to be immortal. And when they speak of humanity, they only speak of that humanity which is pledged. See, we are the new group. We tend to forget, but we have taken to a pledge to overcome death. We have taken to a pledge to overcome death. We have taken to the pledge that we continue to carry the consciousness in us, so that even when we come back, we know what we have to do. It is the purpose that guides us through series of lives. That purpose through series of lives cannot be gained unless you have gained the initiation relating to the throat center. That is what is intended by Master Jhanakul when he says, Gemini is throat initiation, humanity initiation means it is transforming the mortals and immortals. That's a great work, great work which is undertaken by the hierarchy. Therefore, the entire hierarchy presides over Gemini with Maitreya as far as our planet is concerned. Mitra dimension functions with Maitreya. And then there is Varuna dimension, which is picked up and is being worked out through Uranus. And Master CVV has picked up that energy, and he is transforming the forms in a manner that the forms tend to more in complementary nature to the Mitra nature and gain the immortality. Everything is interlinked. When we work with wisdom and keep on ideating about it, for which you need time, you need to ideate upon what is given and just not limit yourself with the information. That ideation is what is called vichara. Through that ideation, you will be able to link up things and see this functioning of Mitra and Varuna commencing in the month of Gemini under the presidentship of Mitra or Maitreya as far as our system is concerned. Because Mitra and Varuna, they function as supra-cosmic beings. Mitra is the supra-cosmic being, and then Varuna is the cosmic being. Meaning, he brings down things. Varuna brings things down, organizes it, and all adjustments can be done. And Uranus is functioning over there. But for this to happen, Mercury, the speech, has to be completely regulated. When Mercury is completely regulated, the beauty of creation can be experienced again through Gemini only. That's why in Gemini we speak of two planetary energies. One is Mercury, another is Venus. Mercury is the comprehension part of it, and Venus is the experience part of it. The two can function in great union in the sun sign Gemini, presided over by Mitra. Therefore, when Varuna is in function, there is a connection to Aquarius to Gemini. The last degrees of Gemini are under the regulation of Varuna, that is Uranus. And Uranus is connected to Aquarius. That's where you are connected to the higher ethers, which lead you into the Aquarius dimension of your own being, which exists in the top of your forehead. So Gemini, Aquarius to Gemini, and then in Gemini, Mitra, Varuna, all these connections we have to ideate and work them out. I am only throwing the hints, not giving a tutoring as you do in regular classes. So this is where, when we are together with female and male, we are male-female. It is our female dimension that leads into you various aspects of creation, various planes of creation. When the female dimension leads you into various dimensions of creation, how many they are? They are said to be 7+3. Nature builds 7+3 dimensions. Three dimensions are: one relates to the world of first logos, the second relates to the dimension of second logos, the third in Gemini leads to third logos, the three logos, and the seven planes of existence. That's how 10 are seen as the planes that you can experience. The atonement is beyond 10. The atonement is beyond 10. Experiencing is in 10 planes. That's why Purusha Sukta says that it descends in 10 regular steps. There's so many interconnections. Know that the I am you are is a male female. The I am that we are is male female. Its male dimension is stable. Its female dimension can experience the plane of Shiva, which we call Kailash, the plane of Vishnu, which we call Vaikuntha. It can also experience the plane of the Creator, which is Satyaloka, and all the seven planes of existence. Experiencing is in 10 planes. Can you imagine? The physical, the emotional, we know these 7 planes of existence. Beyond 7 planes, there are the planes of the third logos, the plane of the second logos, the plane of the first logos. All the great seers visit even the first logos. And then the absolute. So all this has become possible because you are made a replica of the male-female God. The human is as much an image of God, that's what we say. Meaning the God in which is formed in Gemini, meaning male-female God. You are neither male nor female. Soul is both. It has the male dimension, it has the female dimension. That is what they say, this soul is called I am. So this I am has the ability to experience 10 dimensions of nature. That's why Gemini is said to be the 10th house in the reverse order. I keep speaking them during the Meghal, because in the reverse order, the 10th house is Gemini. That's why human initiations are in the month of Gemini. In the regular order, it is in Capricorn. There also initiations happen. So 10th house in our horoscope also should be seen in the regular order and also in the reverse order. So in the reverse order, the 10 dimensions of nature can be experienced as male, female, and thereafter the experience is when two are there. If it is only one, there is no experience. There should be an experiencer to experience. That's where one becoming two enables us the kinetic energy in relation to the stable energy. It continues to experience different dimensions. And these different dimensions are measured. That's where The measure is called Mitra. So he is the measurer. Mitra means the measurer also. So in a measured manner, the entire month can be experienced. In a measured manner, the entire solar year can be experienced. We went through so many solar years through this life. What is it that we are experiencing? Very little. In graded manner, if you can approach with the help of the seventh ray, you can, and relating to the moon phases, you can experience in a month so the complete picture of the grandmother, the world mother. It can also be experienced through the solar year. The whole idea is for the beings to experience the creation. Feel the joy of it, feel the bliss of it, and ultimately think of atonement. If you are sent into a great garden, and if you have not seen anything, and if you come back, the one who sent you over there is never happy. We are sent into according to some theologies, we are sent into Eden Garden, isn't it? Eve and Adam, and then they are meant to experience. So the female part in us has the ability to experience things with the support of the male. And you have a measured way of doing things. And that's where Mitra is said to be the measurer. And a measured experience leads a complete fulfillment on the planetary chain, and then leads you to the solar chain where you go to. Frequently we speak of it. We go to Sirius. From there we experience the cosmic man in its complete grandeur. The manifestation of cosmic man in the annual cycle is in Gemini. That we should know. And the constellation is the basic constellation that we work with. In Gemini is Ardra, where there is a beautiful bonding without bondage. Bonding without bondage. See, we all relate to each other, we don't bind each other, isn't it? How beautifully we are functioning over years without binding each other. It's a matter of knowledge that we continue to relate to each other in great joy, without one binding the other. Even the marital relationship is also to reach that point, is set to reach that point. Between male, female, there should be such beautiful bonding without binding each other. That is Ardra. Because Shiva and Shakti, they don't bind each other, but they experience the joy by bonding with each other. By bonding with each other. That's why so many scriptures are written about the dancing of the mother and the father. Father does not dance. Around the father, the mother dances. Same thing is said to be with Radha and Krishna, where Krishna is the stable one. Radha is the one who conducts dance. And a lot of poetry has flown in. All poetry of the music, the poetry, the paintings, all the arts relate to the Venus dimension of Gemini, while the knowledge relates to the Mercury dimension of Gemini. And how beautiful, the wisdom itself is very beautiful. Wisdom is a beauty without form. And a painter, a musician, a thinker, they all experience such beautiful things, and they strive to bring them into form. When we bring them into form, we are thinking about the further manifestation. But in Germany, it is beauty without form. Not many can understand the beauty without form. We need forms to understand beauty. But once we get into the colors, the sounds, and their game in the higher planes, then you see beauty without form. So the beauty of a third form is also a dimension of Gemini. So these Gemini dimensions are very important to human because we are all descendants of this male-female God. The whole creation has come through the male-female dimension, which we speak about the cosmic man with so many cosmic intelligences functioning in him, and men have come from there, and we are actually indestructible and immutable, we take part in mutable creation. So this stability is what we are trying to work out in us. But unless we experience the beauty of the change and how it relates to this stable dimension in us, you cannot be completely comprehending and enjoying the beauty of the creation. That's where the dimensions of Gemini are governed by Mitra, and Mitra invariably relates to Varuna. And recollect the work of Pymander is making different degrees with one center. From center to circumference, so many circles can be created. Moving just one leg of the compass, one leg is fixed in the center, the other leg is moved with different measures, and you have different circumferences, and each circumference is a different world, and every world has a different experience. That's why the movement of the two legs, we say the movement of the two legs, but it's not two legs. It is one leg only that moves, but gives you the apparent experience of two legs. It's like when you are moving in a train or in an automobile, you see the surrounding trees, and then the land, the mountains, they are all moving. We experience, as we move in the car, we experience that they are moving. They are not moving, they are stable. You are moving, therefore you feel the experience of movement all around. So one leg of Pymander is fixed. The other leg makes different angles. So when you have as many angles, creating as many dimensions, angels, angels are called angels, you have different experiences. So that's why the compass is given as a chief instrument, as a symbol in masonry. Know that one is fixed, the other is mutable. It makes different worlds and different dimensions, and they can be measured. You can have measured experiences, and you can get back to the center. When the two legs join together, the game is over. When one leg keeps moving, the game is on. So it has an expansion, it has a contraction. So that's how the Pymander is mentioned. In these movements, when you do not know how to move from one world into the other in an appropriate manner, you create your fate. When you know this and move, you move without creating fate. The wisdom tells us how to move in creation without creating consequences. We can create consequences out of ignorance, out of negligence. But if you have knowledge and proceed with the knowledge, you cover the whole grand creational patterns without creating consequences. Therefore, you make a very free movement in the whole universe. When we speak of cosmic Michel or Narada, those are the ones, they move in all the planes with great felicity. With great felicity, they move in all the worlds. See, for example, in Puranas, Narada is said to be getting into the plane of Shiva, dialoguing with him. He gets into the plane of Vishnu, dialogues with him. He gets into the plane of Brahma, dialogues with them. And then he gets into all the seven planes, carries lot of information. He communicates, he exchanges information. That's where he is said to be the cosmic Mercury. And he always carries a musical instrument which he attunes according to the plane in which he is. This way, when we keep on ideating, a lot can be said about Gemini and Aditya, Mitra, coupled with Varuna. You should never think of Aditya without Varuna. Mitra and Varuna, they are together. They are cosmic twins. And about Mitra and Varuna, we had an elaborate seminar. We call them Aswins. They are Aswins, inseparable, two inseparable ones. They give the experience with one as stable energy, the other as mutable energy, experience the whole world in ten samsayas and come back to the original state. This is how the story in Purana speak of Mitra and Varuna. They are the cosmic, supra cosmic beings that lead you through all the planes of existence, give you the experience, and they exist in us as our, through our nostrils they function as inhalation and exhalation. Wherever you have a pair, two eyes, Mitra and Varuna, two nostrils, Mitra and Varuna, two ears, Mitra and Varuna, anything two, Mitra and Varuna. It's a pairing. So, and this pairing, one is stable, another is mutable. For example, when it comes to the ears, the male principle of listening is called Brihaspati, that is the cosmic Jupiter. And it's the other dimension of it is speech. We speak, it is one dimension. We listen, it is another dimension. Speech is the female dimension of sound. Speech is the female dimension of sound. And then listening is the male dimension of sound, which we have explained when we spoke about sound. It is also given in the book of sound. Brihaspati and Saraswati. Likewise, there is always the contraries at work. They complement. That's why we are always told that the complement, the contraries are complementary. Like the obverse and reverse of a coin. Without obverse or without reverse, there is no coin. That's how there is impersonal, inseparable. And we as I am, that is what we call the soul, as male, female, we are inseparable. And we join the parent, who is also male, female. This understanding, you can expand upon it and find your own understanding in an intuitional manner. The idea of married life is many people who normally listen in recent times to me, they say this is too high a wisdom, we are unable to comprehend. But this is being taught to those who have been listening to me over 36 years. The teaching started as early as in 83. And we are in 22 now, means almost 39 years, isn't it? Gradually we stepped up the wisdom, and those who have the continuity in them would be able to gather it, but they can also try to make certain understanding of it. The very expression of wisdom puts us into harmony, and Gemini gives such great harmony which we have to relate to. The only thing that I did not elaborate is the Saint Mark Festival. The Saint Mark Festival, I'll come with greater detail in writing, because even if I explain, it will be to you very new and very difficult. But what I can tell you to do in these initial days of Cancer, which actually 24th March is the birth of, so 24th June is considered as the birthday of Saint Mark. It is significant because it falls into the junction between Gemini and Cancer, 24th January. That's where Punarvasu is there. That's where there is the, when you get into the reverse order, you are into liberation. When you get into the regular order, you are into the creation. But when you are getting into the creation, you are at the threshold. You should know that you shall bond with creation without creating bondage. Bond, but do not create bondage. Let us not bind each other. Let us not bind with any other being, but we can bond with the being. That's the beauty. One teacher says, build as many relations and enjoy, but don't build relationships, he says. If you build a relationship, the ship can sink. That's how he expressed it. And Master CVV says, ultimately the beauty of creation is in its friendliness. In its friendliness. That's why he said yoga school friends. People express in different ways. But what we need to know is, we relate to the co-beings, we relate to the world, we develop friendliness, we develop that kind of bond which expresses as love. Bonding is a dimension of expression of love, where there is freedom on either side, and don't bind each other. Binding each other is a mundane dimension. Bonding with each other is an impersonal dimension. See, you may love a person, you don't have to bind him. Actually, true love doesn't bind. The emotional love or personal love binds others. Also in friendship there is the binding and also bonding. The emphasis in Gemini is friendliness. That is the highest quality which should replace even what we call love. Friendliness. Free and we relate to each other with great joy. We don't bind each other. How beautiful it is. That's the dimension which Gemini offers in the very beginning of the solar year and in the reverse order. It is the 10th house that gives you the fulfillment. So this far I speak to you about Gemini, and eventually I come with the book for this St. Mark festival, which will perhaps help you to relate to it better. There are so many dimensions in it. You cannot take to the festival unless you have regulated yourself. There are many regulations to get into this festival. Those regulations should be given. Just like not all can get into the practice of meditation, not all can get into these sublime rituals unless you have prepared yourself towards that. So I mention all dimensions relating to it and give the ritual so that you can conduct it on a monthly basis also, this ritual, and you can conduct it once in a year also in this part of the year. So don't feel sorry that you did not receive it so very immediately. It's a profound wisdom which eventually I will give you all, and I thank you once again for your patient listening, though much of it may not have been comprehended because many things are said in a manner that you are informed, but then you have to make formation of what is said in you. The teaching gives you information. That information has to cause formation in you. When you make formation of this information and visualize the light in you, that is called information. This information has to happen as you live with wisdom. Anyway, these are all words, jugglery of words. But once you get into the practices, everything goes well. The last thing that I would like to tell you, with the throat center or Vishuddhi, or the practice of St. Mark ritual, is as long as you are attracted to the mundane world, as long as you are attracted to the mundane world, you are not eligible for this ritual. Only because you have enthusiasm to know, I take the responsibility of informing this ritual. Normally in wisdom schools, it is meant for those who have relieved themselves from their mundane living. They are no more interested in mundane. I don't say they are liberated from mundane world, but they are no more interested in mundane world. It is only to those this ritual is given. But I venture to give it to you. You may put to appropriate use. Only then you would have the experience. Thank you one and all. God. Namaskar.